The fallout from big corporate accounting scandals such as Enron is still settling. Today, the Supreme Court heard arguments in a case involving Enron's one-time auditors, the Arthur Andersen Company. The government prosecuted Andersen and won a conviction that devastated the firm and wiped out nearly 28,000 jobs. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Andersen was not prosecuted for fraud or for obstruction of justice, both of which would require proof that the company knew it was acting illegally. Instead, the government prosecuted Andersen under the federal witness tampering statute, which makes it a crime to corruptly persuade a witness to subvert, undermine, or impede an investigation. At trial, the government claimed that Andersen engaged in massive document destruction to impede what the company knew was an impending investigation by the SEC. But Andersen said it was merely reminding employees to follow the company's established document retention and destruction policy, and that it did so at a time when it had not been notified of any investigation or asked for any documents. The trial judge instructed the jury that Andersen could be convicted even if it honestly and sincerely believed that its conduct was lawful, and regardless of whether any formal investigation had begun. Representing Andersen in the Supreme Court today was lawyer Maureen Mahoney. She said, "Here we had an array of testimony from witnesses who said they honestly believed their conduct was legal, and the jury instruction said that didn't matter." Justice Scalia, "We all know that what are euphemistically called document retention policies are really document destruction policies." Chief Justice Rehnquist, "Are handwritten notes considered documents?" Answer, absolutely. The only things Andersen destroyed were notes and drafts later incorporated into final versions. And that, said Mahoney, is analogous to the way FBI agents throw away their notes after they've written up reports. "Of course the defense would love to have those notes," she said, "but enough is enough." Justice Ginsburg, "So it was proper for Michael Odom, an Andersen partner, to tell employees, if we destroy documents and litigation is filed the next day, that's great?" Answer, "At the time, that was the legal rule. But more to the point," said Mahoney, "that statement had nothing to do with Enron. It was made in a training session for 89 people, only 10 of whom worked on the Enron account." Following Mahoney, Deputy Solicitor General Michael Dreeben rose to defend the government's successful prosecution of Andersen. But he soon faced an openly hostile court, with seven justices voicing outright skepticism about the government's interpretation of the law. Dreeben told the justices that Andersen's destruction of some 2,400 pounds of paper in just 3 days was equivalent to sending in someone to destroy a crime scene when the police are on the way. Under the witness tampering law, said Dreeben, documents cannot be destroyed when there's a reasonable possibility of an investigation. Justice Scalia, incredulous, "A reasonable possibility of an investigation?" Answer, "Yes." Justice Scalia, "You want someone to go to jail based on that?" Justice Kennedy, "Suppose I know the IRS audits me every 5 years, and at 4 years I instruct my bookkeepers to keep everything documenting my expenses, but to destroy everything else. Is that a violation of the law?" Answer, "If its purpose is to impede the audit." Justice Scalia, "So it would be legal for you to destroy the documents yourself, but it would be a violation of the witness tampering law to tell someone else to do it?" Answer, "Yes." Justice O'Connor, "So it was unlawful for Andersen's counsel to remind employees of the document retention policy?" Answer, "Yes, if the purpose was to subvert or impede an impending investigation." Justice Kennedy, "It seems to me that's a sweeping interpretation that will cause major problems for every corporation and small business in this country." Answer, "I don't think so. This was a pretext. It was not a routine document destruction. It wasn't because the company had become preoccupied with neatness." Justice Kennedy, "If you had alleged this was a cover-up of a fraud, that would be okay, but that isn't the case." Justice Souter, "When you get beyond subvert and rely on impeding an investigation, you're getting pretty thin on the knowledge requirement." Justice Breyer, "If I were a juror, I might think what's missing is any dishonesty of purpose." Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.